Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Christopher Miller is a journalist who currently writes about Ukraine for the Financial Times. He was previously the lead correspondent in Ukraine for BuzzFeed News and also for Politico, and a correspondent for Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty in Kyiv. His writing and reporting has been published in The Times, The Guardian, The Atlantic, The Independent. It's been featured on CNN, and I wanted to ask you about this also, Chris, because we're based in Kansas City. He was awarded the Missouri Honor Medal for Distinguished Service in Journalism. He joins us this morning from Kyiv, and glad to have you, Chris. How are you?
Yeah, doing all right. Thanks.
So how did you...
You're
from Portland.
Go ahead, sorry.
And you live in Brooklyn, and but you got the Missouri... Did you live in Missouri for a time?
No, I didn't, actually. One of the universities there had a connection with the newspaper I was working with here in Kyiv called the Kyiv Post. It was an English language or is an English language newspaper. And I've been working there as a news editor leading our coverage of the Euromaidan revolution back in 2013 and 2014. And it was that that connection that I think caught the eye of folks over there. And it was the team that I was help leading that was granted this medal for our coverage of the revolution, which was 3 months of grueling, nonstop reporting that ultimately saw the pro-Russian president in Kyiv flee to Russia at the end.
Well, congratulations, and congratulations on the new book. It's called The War Came to Us. It's an insider's account of today's Ukraine from an American journalist who's covered the struggles and politics and its people for 13 years. And so this is going to be refreshing to read an account of somebody who's been there, not just has gotten there, but you actually got there and actually came to love Ukraine, right?
That's right. Yeah, I arrived in the spring of 2010 as a Peace Corps volunteer and lived in a city just a couple of hours from the Russian border out in east in the east of the country for more than 2 years. You know, it was there that I learned the language, the culture, got to know quite a few people who became very, very close friends of mine. And I've watched them over the years fall in love and get married, have children, join the military, go to war. You know, it has been quite the journey that I have been on, and certainly fortunate enough also to witness Ukraine's own journey along the way. And that's essentially what this book is, you know, the story of all of these major events that have shaped Ukraine and its people, from revolution to annexation to war. But also, you know, events that have shaped us in the West. And, you know, the United States is a major ally of Ukraine. It's now providing it with crucial military assistance that's allowing it to defend itself against Russian forces.
Yeah, we're talking to Chris Miller here in the National Defense. The War Came to Us is his new book. And Chris, you know, I think like a lot of Americans, when Russia invaded Ukraine, that was the first that we had ever even noticed Ukraine for a lot of us. And so this book will be a great context for a lot of people, including myself, to get the before picture of Ukraine. And a lot of this that actually started a long time ago. And you mentioned February 2014, when Putin ordered a covert military invasion of Ukraine. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, and that's one of the big takeaways is that now, this is a Russian war against Ukraine that began not in February of 2022, but as far back as February of 2014. First with that annexation of Crimea and then just a couple of months later, invasion of eastern Ukraine's Donbas region, where I lived for 2 years prior to that war. You know, and I think, yeah, that is certainly, you know, a major element of the book is, you know, getting to know Ukraine and its people and what they were like before Russia started firing missiles on the country and raising entire cities to the ground. I mean, the place that I found was so special and at first to me so strange. But it quickly became my second home. I made very close friends and have very close relationships with a lot of the people who I first met there. There's no place that I've been to, and I've done a lot of travel, especially in my reporting over the past many, many years, that I've found to be so welcoming, so friendly, so full of potential and promise. And, this book really is packed with all of these stories of the people I've met along the way and getting to Battlefield or in their kitchen. And they have a lot to offer. And I think, Americans reading this book will find that they have a lot more in common with Ukrainians than they probably ever thought. And certainly right now, they will understand as a country built on the principles of freedom and independence that Ukraine is itself fighting for those very things.
Yeah, I mean, just talking about that February 2014, you mentioned that more than 100 protesters are shot to death. I mean, that is a, in any other country, that would be the news all over the world, right? And so some of those kind of things are going to be eye-opening for a lot of people that didn't know much about Ukraine. But, you mentioned Zelensky as the first person to really stand up to Putin. And why is that? Why did it take so long for somebody like Zelensky to come along?
Yeah, it's remarkable, isn't it? And the fact that he had no political experience prior to becoming president, that he was a stand-up comedian and on a popular comic television show here, it truly is remarkable. But it could be the fact that he's not a seasoned politician, and that he's just simply not afraid because he doesn't view the Russian president through a lens that a veteran statesman would. It's actually his inexperience that I think has allowed him to remain human throughout this and to respond in a way that was very human and not political. He has inspired his nation through his nighttime addresses that sound a lot like Roosevelt's fireside chats or Churchill's fireside chats and Roosevelt's, radio addresses. They're folksy. He can connect to his people. I do think that there is something about him that it's difficult to sort of put your thumb on it. But there's a fire and a defiance in him that has allowed him to become unbelievably this incredible wartime president, but also commander in chief. And just coming from his background of being a stand-up comedian and actor, it's a remarkable, incredible thing.
It really is. In fact, we had I don't know if you know Yakov Smirnov. We had Yakov Smirnov on the show this week as well, who is from Ukraine, and he knew of Zelensky when he was a performer, and he also mentioned the same thing that you just talked about. He thinks he's the next Winston Churchill, and I think a lot of people agree with that. In fact, Zelensky has. He really inspires people. I mean, to the point where you're getting people from all over the world to show up in a country they've never been to fight for that country. That's incredible.
Yeah, it really is. I had the opportunity to meet Zelensky before he was president. First, when he was working on his hit television show here called Servant of the People, which really rocketed him to fame. And then again, I interviewed him several times during his campaign and in the first months of his presidency. And I got to see, how he changed and fit into the role. And, as a new president in those first few months, he did sort of bumble along. And there was some concern that, he wouldn't be a great fit for office. And he made a lot of populist decisions. And in many ways, he still is a populist. But he is so in the way of listening to what Ukrainians want and relaying that to people within his administration to carry those things out. And certainly, I think he really came into his own after February 24th. There was a lot of concern that he would flee, and instead, I think he made what is arguably the the greatest decision of his career, which was to stay in Kyiv, release a video saying, I'm here, my team is here, we're not going anywhere, we're going to fight.
Yes.
And that very well could have been the moment that Ukrainians knew that they would be all right, that Kyiv wouldn't fall and that they would resist. Had he fled, I think we could be in a very different situation now.
Oh, absolutely. I listen, I just admire the guy because he never wears a suit.
The military wartime attire here, yes, has become one that a lot of people don't want to see go away. Because, right. You know, we can now go to presidential meetings and press conferences, even as journalists, wearing jeans and T-shirts.
Even at the NATO summit, the guy's in a T-shirt. I'm like, yes, that's the guy. That's our guy. The book is The War Came to Us. Christopher Miller, thank you so much for joining us today from Kyiv. I can't wait to read the book. Really fascinating story.
Oh, thank you. It was my pleasure.
We'll be right back here on The National Defense.